Welcome to this week's Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. Missed a couple of weeks. I had a week where I didn't have equipment working right, and then last week I was down with my back for pretty much a little over a week, and you know, praise God, I'm doing better. And we're going to start out this week's program with a brand new song from a brand new artist, brand new to recording. She has been traveling for years, singing, doing ministry, she's been doing prison ministry, and she's been singing back up for Wyatt Nations and started singing for Cherie Gailey. And she got to record her very first couple of songs a few weeks ago, and I was blessed to be in the studio with her. And this song is called This Song's For You, and it's by Miss Trish Hawkins. You know, one of my founding scriptures for my ministry, Mending Fences and Hearts, is Isaiah 61:1. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me and has anointed me to bring good news to bring healing for the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. You know, this is a season that there are a lot of hurting people. People are getting discouraged because of finances, and, you know, we're really getting focused on the wrong things and thinking more about, you know, the finances of trying to find the perfect gift. And we get a little stressed about, you know, maybe company coming or, you know, not having enough to buy the special gift for our children. And then we have, you know, the cold season coming up on us, and we have people that can't afford their heating bills, and we have people that are homeless and hurting and out on the streets needing help. And, you know, it's just a time that we should be out there doing the Great Commission, taking the good news to those people that are down and hurting. I'm going to play a song by Jan Harbuck that has become probably my favorite Christmas song, and it's called I Love Christmas, and it's just a reminder to us what Christmas is all about. Hope you enjoy this.
I love Christmas,
I love Christmas.
Smell of turkey in the oven and the taste of pumpkin pie. Twinkle of the street lights, watching people pass by. Spending time with my family as we decorate the tree. But Lord help me remember the reason why. I love Christmas because you love me. Now Frosty the snowman was a jolly soul, and oh, how I loved to sing about Rudolph's shiny nose. But something stirs within me when I sing O Holy Night, for the message of that song changed my life. I love Christmas,
I love Christmas.
Smell of turkey in the oven and the taste of pumpkin pie. Twinkle of the street lights, watching people pass by. Spending time with my family as we decorate the tree. But Lord help me remember the reason why. I love Christmas because you love me. The babe born in the manger in a lowly stall, before there were songs about reindeers and Santa Claus. The reason why we celebrate laid in a bed of hay. He is the truth, the life, and the way. I love Christmas,
I love Christmas.
Smell of turkey in the oven and the taste of pumpkin pie. Love the street lights, watching people pass by. Spending time with my family as we decorate the tree. But Lord help me remember the reason why. I love Christmas because you love me. There's nothing wrong with singing songs of the season, as long as we remember Jesus is the reason. I love Christmas,
I love Christmas.
Smell of turkey in the oven and the taste of pumpkin pie. Twinkle of the street lights, watching people pass by. Time with my family as we decorate the tree. But Lord help me remember the reason why. I love Christmas because you love me. I love Christmas,
I love Christmas,
I love Christmas because you.
Christmas because you love me. There's a scripture that says, I loved him because he first loved me. You know, that's so true. He loved us first before we could ever love him. And, you know, if you are that person right now that's hurting, you're discouraged, you're down and out, you know, financially or emotionally, I want to let you know that Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, but to give you future and a hope." I want you to hold on to that hope and don't give up. And if you, you know, need to reach out to someone, just reach out to them today. Don't ever get to the point where you can't reach out and let someone know that you're hurting and to pray for you. There's no shame in asking for help or for asking for prayer. You know, I want to end this program with a song called "My Foot is on the Rock" by Cherie Gailey. And Cherie sang backup on Trish's song, and Trish sings backup for her, and I think that's pretty neat. And, you know, I get to travel with these beautiful ladies, and I just am really blessed. And this song just tells you, you know, that your foot's on the rock and your name's on the roll. And if you know this, then you know that nothing can separate you from God's love.
I'm just a country girl, never thought I'd enjoy singing that rock and roll, but I've changed my ways ever since that day he put a new song in my soul. Now I'm rocking and a-rolling and a-praising his name. I'm so glad that Jesus came. He put my foot on the rock and my name on the roll. Now don't get me wrong, I still love those songs that keep it kind of slow. But every now and then I like to praise him with a tune that rocks my soul. Yeah, I'm loving how Jesus found me there, lost and alone on my knees in prayer. He put my foot on the rock and my name on the roll. Shouting and a praising, I'm loving how he saved my soul. And I've changed my tune, I quit singing the blues since I found this rock and roll. And I can't get over what he did for me. I was lost in sin when he set me free. Thank God he put my foot on the rock, my name on the roll.
Blessed week, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless.